people gotta quit sleeping on these quote unquote OG or old rappers. Now, it's been proven to me so many times that like folks like KRS-One, even his recent stuff. From Osama to Obama, I'm rocking my people proper. Parties, I do a lot of rappers, ain't saying nada. I spin it cause I got it. The father taking you father. Shout out to the Corsa, Ioba, Naba. There is so many OG albums that have so much insight, perspective, and wisdom. People stop sleeping on these albums. Don't think that they're washed up. At this point, if somebody's still making albums and they're like in their 40s and 50s and stuff, you know they ain't gonna get no commercial play. So right now they're giving their heart, they're giving their knowledge, they're giving their wisdom. Ain't nothing else to put in it. Cause any silliness that they would have had to say, they would have ran out of it a long time ago, or it would have took them out. So if they're still here, I am happy to say, at least from the stuff I've been hearing, it seemed like actually even Jay-Z's 444. Someday we'll
all be free. Take those monies and spread across families. Yeah. My sister Hattie and little nephews, cousins and TT. Eric the rest of B for whatever she wants to do. She might start an institute. She might put poor kids in school. My stake in Rock Nation should go to you. Leave a piece for your siblings to give to their children too. Title to champagne, do say I'd like to see a nice piece, fund ideas for people who look like we.
Even Nas's new stuff.
I once too was a young boy wilding on tour, running with some of the wildest youngers out of New York. Met some more in Baton Rouge, used to wild how they talk. 19, my girl was pregnant, had to sit with my thoughts. Sit with my thoughts. I had to sit with my thoughts. My family was my motivation, focus on the elevation. I'm attracted, not chasing.
They're giving the answers, man. They're giving the wisdom. And so they're not wasting it on some silly stuff. They're not talking about no clubs. They ain't talking about no women. They're giving you a roadmap, you know? They're giving you a reality check. And it'll behoove folks to start kind of peeping out some of these albums by these OGs. That's where the truth is, so.
And with American music, that good music is only for the youth. And that's just, with the exception of like blues. And that's just wrong, because like you just said, I mean, so we have to unpack some things. Like, for example, you know, I hate that term oldies. It just pisses me off. It's just offensive, because oldies sounds like somebody who's got mothballs in their closet and smells like urine and just walks around and is just old and decrepit.
Right.
No, man. No, I hate that term. No, you know, Chuck Berry and Little Richard are classics to me. They're classic rock. Don't call it oldies rock. So in regards to like Chris and, you know, KRS-One, Public Enemy, De La Tribe, you know, when you say OG, people have some respect. Yeah. And when you say old school, so maybe it's about just rebranding the marketing. You need to hear what KRS-One is saying, because all these young cats can't, none of them really, maybe two might be able to try to go toe to toe with them, but most of them can. They might as well go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, what he has to say lyrically, same with Chuck D. I mean, LL, I mean, all these cats, MC Light, I mean, Lauryn Hill, Beast. I, you know, every time I hear Nobody from her or Nas.
All my time is spent focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I can beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent too many years living too uncomfortably, making room for people who didn't like the labor but wanted the spoils, greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do the shit you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out, apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks.
I love that track. I want to hear more new stuff from her, rhyming. I'm like, oh yeah, she is an ill MC. She's a beast, I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes with music too, it is an age thing. I'll put it like this. I understand young folks not wanting to hear older rap, just like older folks don't necessarily like listen to their stuff.
Their stuff was good, that little Dirk with J. Cole, my life is tight.
Okay, but that's one out of how many? How many years? How
often? I mean.
Yes, so I'll talk about a whole.
No, I like Doja Cat too. I mean, I try, but I'm sorry, what are you saying?
My point is that just like older folks don't necessarily like listen to the young music, the young folks don't necessarily like listen to the older music, unless you just kind of grew up with that. Like in my household, they're hearing more 90s and 80s stuff than they probably do current stuff. So, you know, sometimes that kind of curves the taste or whatnot. And it's okay for it to be like, music is universal, but then people, like I said, got to kind of get there in their own time or respect it. Yeah. Like I said, even with the same thing I was saying, was even the East Coast, listen to East Coast music. Like, I had to hear the right thing. I had to hear that Nas using a beat that kind of sounded like something that was from around here. One mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic.
Now I'm like, oh. Or the video was just right. And I'm like, oh. And it's like, okay. So it just kind of depends. Because some of that stuff, like when I listen to like silly music or hip hop that might be having an edge to it or talking crazy or just some crazy stuff. Like, if it's not like something I heard in high school, it's really hard for me to accept it in my head now. Not to say there's not no new good music, because there is. But I think it's a different journey, just like movies and stuff. You know, you might grow up with things exploding. So when it came to independent films, somebody would be like, that's too slow for me. So it just kind of depends.
About what you're exposed to. So, yeah. I mean, I'll say this, Jay. For me, like that Lil Durk J. Cole song, I love that song all my life. I like Doja Cat. Didn't think that was going to happen. I love Kendrick. I think Kendrick is great. Yeah. So I try to be open.
Yeah,
now, when you suck, you suck. I mean, this stuff that, I mean, I feel like American radio commercially is just garbage. I think there's different pockets. I think, like, for example, we in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I think Sacramento has better radio than we do.
You do. They kind of always did. But then they cater into a different kind of audience, too. I think it's more gatekeepers in the Bay Area than there are in Sacramento. Because sometimes it's creepy, somebody's not really watching you, you can kind of be free to do what you want. Because my favorite thing would be like, I hit 80 to wait for that station to change. They play almost more local stuff out in Sacramento than they do here in the Bay.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So I guess for me, it's like I'm challenging the young people. You know, give me some of that stuff. I want to like your stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to like what you're doing. And some of it I do, and some of it's just garbage. Like, I'm actually a Drake fan. But I don't like the stuff he's been doing lately, because he's just phoning it in. I feel like he's not trying anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes a difference, too. I think that makes a difference, too. Like some of those young folks, I think if they're kind of saying something, even if it's something I don't really necessarily agree with or into, and it's coming from a certain kind of space, I think it would hit me different than they knew that beat and that producer did a good job on it, so I'm going to do it again. It's a big difference. And I think that, you know, with anything, with time, you start kind of running out of stuff to put in it, right? So I think that, to me, the music was stronger then is because it was more like not trying to sound like somebody. Like, they actually had to work to have their own sound and their own identity, as versus you knowing that here's the rap package. This is all you need. You need this grill, you need these dreads, and you need these tight pants. Now you're a rapper, right? Versus back in the day, and that situation came up, and say somebody did that, they had the grill. Say in the 90s, somebody had a grill, dreads, and tight jeans, right? Guess what happens for the next rapper? Oh, I can't have dreads because he has them. Oh, I can't wear skinny jeans because he has them. Oh, I can't have a grill because he has it. And so you would have him, that would be him in the original, and the next person would be some other thing, not that though. Versus everybody, you can't tell who's on the radio, and when you see him live, you still can't tell who that is. Same tattoos on the face, same tattoos all over the body, same piercing in the...
Yeah, I mean, because the kids love Ice Spice. And
that's fine.
I like the Barbie song she's got with Nicki, because Nicki Minaj is in the Barbie anyways.
Yeah.
So I can't do it, but that's their thing, so that's fine. So I always try to have a pulse to see what's going on, but my vision would definitely be to try to mix it all together, because I don't want them being in this world and not knowing about the classic stuff. Because I can't take, because if you don't know about the classic stuff, it's hard for me to respect you and take you seriously when you say you're in this craft. I feel like it's my job to make sure that I expose you to that. So I'm picking it upon myself. Maybe that's it.
All these samples that they be using, somebody listening to something.
Oh man, Paul Russell, Lil Boothang, where he samples Best of My Love. And it's horrible. And it's in rotation now.
Like I said, don't be surprised. I said these folks, they be listening because they be sampling. And a lot of times, or reason why I like a lot of their stuff is because they sample somebody I liked. So,
well, even Cora Lerae,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They be listening. They be,
I like that song. A lot of she got busted on the remix though.
A lot of those kids too that we think don't know what's up or not connected. Their parents be musicians and stuff, so they be knowing. That's almost like Jazzy Faye. His dad was in the group Barclays. They had the song "The Holy Ghost."
Are you serious?
Yeah, Jazzy Faye's dad is in Barclays. He's one of the survivors because most of them died in that plane crash.
Right.
There was enough room for his dad, and he had to take the bus back with the equipment, and he lived. Everybody else died.
Hayes band. That was Isaac Hayes' band.
Yes.
His backup band.
Yes. Jazzy Faye's dad is from the Barclays.
Oh, that's cool, man. Good for him. So now you're right. They be knowing.
But
I'm
saying, you wouldn't think so because you never shot his dad or nothing, but those, yeah. So,
so no, you're right.
It's
so Cora Lerae knew what she was doing because her sample is a Stills and Crofts sample that Busta used, but Busta Rhymes is on her remix. And when Busta got his BET Icon Award, he performed Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See, and then she came out later and did her song.
I like that. That was a nice little
thing. It was cute, nice thing. So that was bridging two generations. I respect that. And I'm not hating on anybody trying to do their thing. I don't want the young people not to know about the stuff that came before, because it's not even just with hip-hop, especially in this country. It's a problem we have as Americans when it comes to music. We tend to want to discard what's old and be obsessed with what's always new. But what we don't realize, and not you and me, you and I, is that you cannot have new without knowing what old is. Yeah. That it's two different sides to the same coin. They're inseparable. You need to respect and understand that. You can't have Chuck Berry, you can't have Nirvana without Chuck Berry and Little Richard.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all connected. Be proud of all of that. Because it's all telling a story leading to something.
And you know what's funny, though? You get a better range of music, like old and new, from regular terrestrial radio than you do on the internet. And I think it's only because with streaming, it kind of keeps everything in the same lane. Like, it never veers off. Like, you would never listen to Tupac and then go to Nirvana. You would never. You would never go from Green Day to Grandmaster Flash. Like, that doesn't happen with the algorithm. Like, they keep
you
in
the lane. Give me time.
So you listen to KNL, then they'll do that. You know, or you listen to Alice, they'll do that. They'll mix genres. You'll hear Taylor Swift and the Black Eyed Peas on the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's funny how, but you know what? It's more like how the radio used to be. Now, I know you told me it was different for you out in Detroit, but for me, it was always kind of mixed here. You listen to, I grew up on, like, Stevie Wonder and the Carpenters, or
that's beautiful, Jay.
Or stuff like that, or Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel. I would listen to them with the Gap Band.
That's beautiful.
So that's what I grew up with. So
I had something like that in the early '80s on WJLB. In the early '80s, I would get extended mixes of David Bowie's "Let's Dance," Thomas Dolby's "She Blinded Me with Science," and then we roll into Prince, "Earth, Wind and Fire," and Stevie Wonder in the early '80s.
Yeah. In the Bay, that's how we grew up. We had the rockers, the hip hop,
The
funk.
But I think, like, after Purple Rain and Thriller, there was this shift or something, like in 84, 85. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Clear Channel.
Right?
Clear Channel bought everything. That's what happened.
Yeah, man.
Clear Channel.
Clear Channel. Now we got iHeart 80s.
That's still Clear Channel. Radio. Yeah, it's the same thing. Right. One conglomerate has the whole thing, and they ship out everything to everywhere. The same thing.
Rule them all.
It's a trap.
But when you think about Great Britain and the UK's top 10, Jay, Marvin Gaye's Best Of or box set would be in the top 10. We saw what happened with Kate Bush and
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Run Up the Hill.
You're running up the hill. Thank you. We saw how one awesome streaming series took her song and brought it back to life, to the whole world.
Yeah.
But that's always something that can happen in Great Britain. So I was surprised that it actually happened here in America.
It happened here because it was on a good vehicle, Netflix, which was a popular show. That's the reason why. And the thing about it is, that music would still do good here, just like all the oldies would still do good here. But the powers that be don't want that because they need to ship you out something new. And you can't be wearing the same clothes and they're trying to sell you new ones. So the old clothes you're wearing, can you imagine what happens if you have a wardrobe and then say somebody stole all your clothes, the ones you love, the classic clothes that you wear that fit you just right and all that, and somebody stole all your stuff? Guess what you're going to do? Buy some more stuff. And then somebody's going to steal that. And what's going to happen? You're going to buy some, and you try going in the closet looking for that old jacket and those old jeans. They're nowhere to be found because they're constantly taking, hiding.
Yeah, but someone will take but the thief will come back years later and sell you your shit back and tell you that it's new.
Yeah, it's called a remix. Back to that. That's what's called a remix.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Hold up. If you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money more. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right, man. But
it's a trip. It's a trip.
Yeah, man.
Music business, but yeah.
Yes.
But it's interesting, and it's definitely a journey.
What did Q-Tip say?
Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady.
Industry rule number 4080.
Record company people are shady.
Check the rhyme, y'all.
Check the rhyme. But that's, but
it, man, he hit them all, and it went over their heads, or they didn't care. But that's immortalized forever. Huh?
Yeah, they didn't care. If they thought it was a threat, that would be the first thing they would have told them to cut out.
Yeah.
Because we know how they'd be if something said that they don't like.
Yeah.
It's not going to be there.
So what they should be concerned about is new gatekeepers who do more than they do, who blend it and mix it together. Really, you know, old and new should be played together as long as it's not too much of a dissonance with it being connected. When I did my radio show out of Oakland University in Auburn Hills on WXOU, I played what I loved, man. I didn't care.
That's what DJs used to do.
I would mix it together because, I'm playing my mood. So, yeah, but you know what it is too, though, is that, people will say music doesn't influence you, but that's a lie. We know you have to be very careful, no matter who you are, what you feed your subconscious, because every time you listen to a song, you're feeding your subconscious. So if I'm playing Gil Scott-Heron, and Public Enemy and KRS-One and Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez and everybody else, who are getting me to think about things, if I'm hearing that every day, I tell people, anybody doing a drive-by is not listening to classical music, when they're doing it.
Right. Well, everybody got the soundtrack for their behavior. You wouldn't be listening to Simon and Garfunkel at a strip club.
Music that can be interesting, though, but yeah, you're right.
Music is energy. For me, growing up with all that stuff mixed together, I think that makes you more open to different cultures and everything else.
Yes.
Because,
Amen.
It was definitely a blessing growing up in the Bay and
yeah, man. Yeah.
To all that kind of stuff.
Me coming from Motown, respect. I come out here and find out about the Doobie Brothers being out here, Jefferson Airplane. I mean, respect, Grateful Dead, man.
Confunction from Vallejo.
You are that special.
Love Train? I didn't 2 and 2 together. Duh. That's my classic. So, but yeah, I mean, because I came up on Doobie Brothers in Michael McDonald era. Yeah. And I found out about Tom Johnston later. And I love Jefferson Airplane. And Grateful Dead, I just respect their hustle and grind. That's a group that literally created a culture within their music.
Mm-hmm. Still going on today.
You know what I'm saying? That's impressive. So yeah, the Bay Area has some things. Carlos Santana, Germany, Steve Perry.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, ooh, I wanna be there, in my city.
What? I mean, did they pay him not to make solo albums? I wonder.
Right.
You feel me? I mean, they're too great. Right. You feel me? Like, stay home. Because you're cutting into our profit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I mean, the two greatest rock ballad bands to me, Queen and Journey, you know, and maybe Foreigner on the back end, number three. Right. But talk about singing rock ballads, man.
P. Escovedo.
Sheila E., my bad. I'm not worthy.
Tony. My bad.
Come on, man. All that. The Escovedo family, you're right. Yeah. I came up on that. Didn't know that was from Bay Area.
Right.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Exactly.
From Vallejo to Hayward. And then E-40.
I'm known to the world as Mr. L-E-M-P-O-Y-A-N-T-B Town, California, where I was born, raised in Bronx. 1979, I've been a hustler on the go.
Federal.
Come on, man. As you call him, E-Feezy.
That's right.
Rapping and cursing.
E-Fonzarelli. You what? Know.
Rapping and cursing.
That's right.
Come on. That's right. Yeah, respect, man. Respect.
Bay Area.
Respect.
Mag Dre.
Listen up, I'm about to get dope. It ain't nothing but some shit I wrote. About a young brother, deep in the game. They call me Mac Dre and I'm keeping the name. I sport Nike shoes, I got a mic to use. To talk bad about suckers, I don't like the fools. Numero uno, can never be the dose. A Mac named Dre and I'm popping the most. 18, making raps till I'm 80 though. And too hard for the fucking radio.
Too far for the radio. Man.
Yeah, talking about a musical history, it's rich. It's beautiful, man. So,
you too, yeah, man. From Motor City, so you know.
Thanks, man. Oh yeah,
there ain't nothing to sneeze
Motown,
at. That's right.
Village. No, thank you to Eminem, to punk rock, to the Stooges and MC5. Mm-hmm. Proud of all that. Aretha Franklin. Proud of all techno. Mm-hmm. Proud of all that. So yeah, you know, these magical cities across America. So much love and respect.
I wonder what the magic part of that is. What could that be? What's in that sauce?
You know.
What's in that sauce? I wonder.
Is their hair kinky and brown?
Are the living conditions less than ideal?
Living conditions, struggling. Yes, bringing out the best in artists. That's universal. You know, most artists have conditions that aren't cozy. Because if it's cozy and comfortable, you ain't got nothing to write about. You ain't got shit to write about.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you're right. So that could be anybody of any color. You're right. Yeah, and that happens too. Yeah, you are.
Oh,
right.
I wasn't saying that. No, I meant that it comes from black folks. I meant that. No, I meant that part.
Right? Well, yeah. Yeah, me too.
That's the ingredient I was talking about. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Not to say no other contributors. I'm not saying that at all. Because we mentioned a lot of folks, you know.
Yeah, like, we did.
So, and they weren't black. But.
Sprinkle. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, our culture embodies and created pop culture.
Yeah.
In this country, at least. Definitely.
Across the world.
Yeah.
Where are we not?
Oh, when I'm seeing TV commercials with fast food doing rap songs.
Well, that's when you knew that they knew what was up. And that's why almost anything that came after that is questionable. And like I said, that's why it feels good when you come across something that feels untainted, because it's so much that's so contrived, because it's just like they know it's fast food and they just really want that to be the thing. And so we have to kind of skip over the, you know, those Def burgers and try to get a real meal out of it. And that's the trick. But I think when people hear it, it resonates, because I don't really hear too many people, to be honest, that be like, ew, I don't want to hear that, or ew, that's bad. When I was a kid and I would discover something or rediscover something that was already here, it always meant a lot to me. Like, you know, like here and sitting on the park by GQ. It's just like, oh.
I think Keith Sweat's uncle was in GQ, I think.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. Big Daddy Kane. Like when he had that song, Lean On Me, from that soundtrack. And then just remember my mom's 45 of Lean On Me, you know, the original. So just that journey, I just think that, you know, once you hear it and you just are, you kind of open, I think you just really just want to dig and stuff. And I think that in young kids too, but I think also that the world that they're in right now, the world we're in as well, is not necessarily conducive to enjoying the bite. Everything is swallow, go to your next thing. You don't even chew. You don't even taste it, you know? And so I just think a lot of stuff that we're getting now is made to go fast and we don't have time to savor. And I think that combination of those two things kind of gives us a situation that we're in now, where it's just a perfect breeding ground to get away with some of the foolishness that gets pushed by. because nobody really taking the time to really take it in and see what they're eating. I think it's just, and they'll give you that soundtrack, you know, help you go quicker to your hole in the ground. They'll give you that, but it's just a trip.
Yep, that's sad.
It's a trip. All right, so that was Jay and Keith. Until next time, peace.
See you somewhere out in space.